إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن محمد عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. أما بعد، فإن أبتدى الكلام كلام الله تعالى، وخير الهدى هدى نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عن أبي أمامة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم قال: لتنتقضن أرى الإسلام أروة أروة، فكل من سقطت أروة تشبث الناس بالتي تليها، وإن أولهن نقدا الحكم، وآخرهن الصلاة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told us in an authentic hadith that the knots of Islam are going to be untied and they're going to be lost one after another. And every time a single knot from the knots of Islam are lost, the people are going to do their level best to hold on to the next knot that will be lost. And verily, the first knot of Islam that's going to be lost by this ummah will be judging by the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And the last knot that will be lost will be as-salah. Verily, the institutions of Islam, they're going to be lost one by one. And from the institutions of Islam, and there are many, that will be lost by this ummah is al-hukm bima anzal Allah. And the last knot, or the last institution of Islam that will be lost by this ummah will be the prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith, he made a tashbih, or a similar to the religion of Islam with a piece of string for an example. And on that string you have multiple knots from one end to the other end. And he told us sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that on this string, each knot will be untied, it will be lost. Each knot from the religion. So there are many knots or many institutions from the religion that have either been lost in its totality, or they are present, but they are not present the way they were present during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From those knots or those institutions that have been lost, clearly, is the jihad fi sabilillah. The jihad that the Muslims once knew. The jihad in which the young boy who was 17 or 18, he would come to his parents and he would have tears in his eyes and his heart and his soul were burned for the desire to go somewhere in the sadarat of al-Islam, to the frontier, to spread the kalima of al-Islam. And the mother and the father would respond by saying, yes, son, it may be that you get the shahada and you make intercession for 70 people from your family. Where is that jihad today? That jihad has been lost. And if you give a khutbah about this jihad, the Muslims become afraid. From the knots of al-Islam is the hijab of the Muslim woman. The Muslims in the past would declare war on a group of people if they disrespected one Muslim woman. If they stripped her of her jihad, of her hijab, they would declare war on that individual. Where is that knot? It's present, but it's not present the way it was during the time of the people of the past. From those knots is the beard. The Muslim men of the past was unthinkable for one of them to go without a beard. The two men who were sent to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as messengers by their king, they came with thick mustaches and no beard. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them, "Man amarakuma bihada?" Who ordered you two people with this situation that you had? They said, "Amarana bihi Rabbuna, our Lord ordered that, me and our king. The Prophet said to them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa amarani rabbi bihada. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and my Lord ordered me to keep the deer. When I give this example of the deer and the hijab and the jihad, we're not talking about only one specifically. We're talking about a truth, and that is, many of the knots of al-Islam have been lost. From the knots of al-Islam is the adhan. Whether it's in the Muslim countries or the non-Muslim countries, there is an adhan, but it is not being said the way it was said during the time of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the two great masters of al-Islam, you will find the adhan being called like women call the adhan. The place from which we call the adhan, and the wording to the adhan, and the way the people make the adhan, it is not from what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left. There are many examples that we can learn about if we would only come to the masjid to learn. The masjid is a nut that has been lost by the masjid, by the Muslim. There was a time when the masajid of al-Islam represented the most important place in the lives of a Muslim man. It was the place that sent forth mujahideen. It was the place where they came and their judgments were made between them. It was the place where the Muslims come to find out about each other's condition. It was the place where knowledge was learned, the knowledge of al-Islam. So the knots of al-Islam have been lost, one after another. And the final knot that will be lost will be the Salat. We did not come here to talk about the knots of al-Jihad, or the institution of the masjid or knowledge, nor did we come to talk about the importance of any of those issues. We want to spread light, shed light on another institution of al-Islam, that we do not want it to be lost. And this institution, inshallah ta'ala, is a part of our deen. And that is the institution of the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their importance in the religion. For those people who are new to the religion of Islam, or Arabic is not your language, there is an institution, a knot, in the religion of Islam, which is called Ahlul Bayt, the family or the household of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah has mentioned them in the Quran, and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned them in his authentic sunnah. Allah ta'ala told us in the Quran and speaking about them, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمْ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِّرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. Verily Allah wants to take away from you all impurities, O Ahl al-Bayt. Allah wants to take away from you all impurities and all elements that are vile. And He wants to totally, absolutely purify you. Allah mentioned Ahl al-Bayt in the Quran. They are the religion, and the religion is them. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha concerning this ayah in the Quran, قالت فيما أخرجه الإمام مسلم رحمه الله تعالى خرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وعليه مرط مرحل من شعر أسود فجاء الحسن بن علي رضي الله عنه فأدخله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم جاء الحسين بن علي فدخل معه ثم جاءت فاطمة بنت محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فأدخلها رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم جاء علي فأدخله النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ثم قال إنما يريد الله ليذهب عنكم الرجس أهل البيت ويطهركم تطهيرا. فقالت سلمة رضي الله عنها يا رسول الله ألست من أهل بيتك؟ فقال صلى الله عليه وسلم بلى أدخلي. قالت فدخلت بعد أن جاء لهؤلاء. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went out to his companions, and he was wearing a striped cloak that was made out of black camel fur. And it was a wide cloak When he went out to the people, Aisha said, radiallahu anha, he saw Al-Hasan, the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib, walking. So the Prophet brought Hasan to him, and he put him inside of the cloak on the right side. And then when Hussein saw what happened, Hussein, the son of Ali, came by himself, and he got on the left side of the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then after that, Fatima, the daughter of the Messenger of Allah, came, and she got in between them. And then her husband Ali came, and he got in the cloak, and they all were covered by the cloak. And then the Messenger of Allah read that ayat on them, verily Allah wants to purify you, O Ahlul Bayt, and he wants to totally, absolutely make you pure and cleanse from all defilement. The Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, based upon this ayat, consists of those four people. Ali and his wife Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and their two sons, Al-Hasan wa Al-Husayn. The institution of the Ahlul Bayt is an institution that we should not go overboard in. We should understand it, as Allah will have us to understand it by staying in the middle court. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, as Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas told us in the authentic hadith, Ikhwan, he was giving dawah to some Christians from Najran. There were some non-Muslims who came to Medina, and they wanted to know about Islam, and they were debating with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the reality of Isa ibn Maryam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was telling them so many things that they knew from their book, from the Torah and the Injil. And he was also giving them arguments that were intellectual. إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَى إِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمَ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. He told them sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, really the similitude of Isa with Allah is like the similitude of Adam. Allah created Adam from dirt and he said, be and he was. So that was the last argument that the Prophet gave them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they continued to debate. After that, Allah revealed the ayat in Surah Ali Imran, ayat number 61. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْا نَدْعُوا أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ ثُمَّ نَبْتَهِلْ فَنَجْعَلْ لَعْنَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah Ta'ala asked them, these people kept arguing, as they argue in the newspaper, and we're waiting for a group of intelligent, educated Muslims to start making it your business to give dawah to Al-Islam. These people are writing in the newspaper every week, debasing the religion of Al-Islam. And we don't have soldiers because we have too many people busy with the dunya. Read some of the letters in the article and what they're saying about our religion. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was told by Allah after all of his argumentation, if any of them continue to debate with you, Ya Muhammad, after the clear ayat have come to them, then say to those Christians, come forth, bring your sons and we'll bring our sons. Bring your wives and we'll bring our wives. Bring yourselves and we'll bring ourselves. And then let us earnestly invoke the curse of Allah on those who lie. When this ayah came down, the Prophet stood up, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went into his home. He went and he got Ali and Fatima and Hasan and Hussein. He came back out. He put them around him and he said, لِنَفْتَهِلْ, let us curse ourselves. This is my family, let us curse ourselves. The people from the Christians said amongst themselves, لَا جَدُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. They said amongst themselves, do not oblige him, do not make this mubahala, do not curse yourselves, your women and your children, for verily he's the Messenger of Allah. They knew that. So the point from this ayat and this incident is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he could have witnessed home and he could have brought out any one of his wives. But he brought out Fatima and Ali and their two sons, Al-Hasan and Hussein, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. So does that mean that they're the only ones who consist of the Ahlul Bayt? They're not the only people from Ahlul Bayt. We already mentioned that Salama radiallahu anha, the wife of the Prophet, when she saw sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that all of those people were together with him. She asked, am I not from your Ahlul Bayt? He said, yes, come on in with us. So he came in, or she came in with Ali and Fatima and Hazrat Hussein, but she came in after the Prophet made dua for them. So the Ahlul Bayt consists of a number of people. Many people don't know, brothers and sisters. Those people who claim that they love Ahlul Bayt, many of us don't know that Ali and Fatima radiallahu anhuma, they had more children other than Hassan and Hussein. Fatima also gave Ali Umm Kulthum and another daughter by the name of Zainab. Umar radiallahu anhu, the Khalifa of Al-Islam, the Khalifa to Abu Bakr radiallahu anhuma, he married Umm Kulthum. Is it conceivable that Ali would marry his daughter to a kafir, to an oppressor? Umar married Umm Kulthum. So Umm Kulthum and Zainab are two direct daughters of Ali as well as Fatima. Ali went on to marry other women after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. After the death of Fatima, and he had a number of children. All of them are from Ahlul Bayt. So Ahlul Bayt consists of more than Ali and Fatima, Hasan and Hussein. Ahlul Bayt are all the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khadija, Aish and Hafsa, Salama, Habiba, Zainab bintu Jahsh and Zainab bintu Khudaymah, Sauda and Safiya. Also amongst them is Juwayriya and Maymuna radiallahu anhunna ajma'in. Ahlul Bayt extends beyond the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a tremendous companion from the Prophet's companions sallallahu alayhi wa sallam radiallahu anhu ajma'in. His name was Zayd ibn Arqam. He was a nomad and he was one of the companions who lived to be very old. So some men from the Tabi'een, they had enough sense to know those people who know this religion the best are the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are the door to the Quran and the Sunnah. So they went to Zayd ibn al-Arqam in his old age and they said to him, Ya Zayd ibn al-Arqam, hadithna bi hadithin akhassahu min sirati sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tell us about a hadith. Tell us some knowledge that you took directly from the mouth of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Can anyone say that to someone living now? Give me some knowledge that you heard directly from the Prophet yourself with your ears from his mouth. The people who can do that, they are special in the religion. So if anyone tries to destroy them, they have no deen. These men understood that. Zayd ibn al-Arqam, tell us what you have heard from the mouth of the Messenger of Allah. Qala Zayd ibn al-Arqam, qama fina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam khatiban. Thumma qala amma ba'd. Innama ana basharu mithlukum. Yushik an yatiyani Rasul Rabbi fa'ujib. فإني تارك فيكم ثقلين لن تضلوا ما إن تمسكتم بهما كتاب الله فيه النور والهدى فخذوا بكتاب الله واستمسكوا به وإني أذكركم إني أذكركم الله أهل بيتي إني أذكركم الله في أهل بيتي إني أذكركم الله في أهل بيتي فقال هؤلاء الرجال يا زيد بن أرقم من هؤلاء أهل بيته أليس نساؤه منهم قال زيد بلى نساؤه منهم ولكن أهل بيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الذين حرمت عليهم الصدقة من بعده فقالوا ويا زيد بن أرقم من هؤلاء الذين حرمت عليهم الصدقة من بعده قال زيد بن أرقم رضي الله عنه آل علي وآل أخير وآل جعفر وآل عباس هم هؤلاء. They went to Zayd ibn al-Arqam and they asked him, tell us what you know from the Prophet. He said, the Messenger of Allah stood up in front of us, the community, and he stood up as a khatib. And he said to the people, all people, I'm only a human being like you're a human being. What you are subjected to, I am subjected to as well. I was born and I will die. I remember and I forget. I make mistakes in the dunya affairs. I am not Allah. I cannot help you. I'm a human being just like you. And the messenger of Allah may be coming to me pretty soon, the angel of death. And when he comes, I'm going to answer the call. So I'm going to leave you something. I'm going to leave with you two heavy things. إِنِّي تَارِكُ فِيكُمْ سَقَلَيْنِ I'm going to leave with you two heavy things. I'm going to leave with you the Book of Allah. I'm not going to leave you your culture, Ya Abdullah. Our culture will keep us divided. I'm not going to leave with you your concept, your idea. That will keep us divided. I'm not going to leave you racism, democracy. I'm going to leave with you the Book of Allah. In it is guidance and in it is light. So take the Book of Allah and hold on to it. And I also remind you, take heed and look out for the people of my household. Take heed and look out for the people of my household. Take heed and look out for the people of my household. You will never go astray if you hold on to this. So those three men said to Zayd ibn Arqam. Yeah, Zayd ibn Arqam. You were with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's your shaykh. He taught you. You know better than us. So you define for us who are the Ahlul Bayt. Isn't his wives? Are they from the Ahlul Bayt? Zayd ibn Arqam said yes. His wives are from the Ahlul Bayt. But the Ahlul Bayt that are being referred to in this ayah of the Quran or his hadith are those people who the zakat was haram for them after the death of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and they consist of the descendants of Ali, whether they're from Fatima or other than Fatima, as well as the family and the descendants of Aqil, the brother of Ali, also the descendants and the family of Jafar, the brother of Ali, as well as the family of Abdad, the uncle of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and Aliyan. All of those people are Ahlul Bayt. But we say very clearly, the Ahlul Bayt that are being talked about in this hadith, and the Ahlul Bayt who are a knot from the knots of Al-Islam, an institution from the institutions of Al-Islam, they are the righteous people from the families of these people. They're not any and every individual. We can go any place in the world and we're going to find people claiming some nasab or some lineage to Ahlul Bayt. But we find that they are what? They are liars. We find that they are people who steal money from people. We find that they're people who don't pray. We find that they're women who don't pray, who don't wear hijab. We're not responsible for loving those people. We hate those people just as we hate anyone who is far away from the religion of Islam. There is no green light for someone to act up simply because he has some nasab with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whether it is a true da'wah or not, how many people claim connection as if that's a key to Jannah? He used to come out before the people and tell his family members, I cannot help you with Allah. Ask me for my dunya, for my money, what you want. But I can't help you, Ya Sophia, my aunt. I can't help you, Ya Fatima. I cannot help you, Ya Abbas. You have to come forth to Allah with your own deeds. So the Ahlul Bayt that we're talking about are the descendants and the relatives of all of these people. There is a Jamaat that we want to mention, and we're going to mention them by name. And many of you may have never have heard this particular Jamaat, but we're going to mention them. And they are Muslims, and they're from the Ummah of Al-Islam. And they are located in Ash-Sham. They started out in Ash-Sham, in Jordan, and Syria, and Lebanon, greater Syria. They are called the Nawasib, the plural of the word, the Nasib. They are called a Nawasib. They are a group of people who come from that area in the past, who because of the problem that transpired between Ali and Muawiyah, they supported Muawiyah and the son of Muawiyah, Yazid, radiallahu anhuma. They supported Muawiyah and they hated Ali and they hated Ahlul Bayt. Because of their love and support for Muawiyah, they hated Ali. And Ali and Ahlul Bayt, they are an institution from the religion of Al-Islam. We have brothers who are from Sham and sisters who are from Sham. I have a lot of confidence in your intellect that you're not going to sit there and feel uncomfortable and think, why is he calling us the people of Sham? He's talking about me. Wallahi, if I was sitting in the Masjid al-Umawi al-Kabir in Damascus, and the Imam got on the minbar and he said, in America there are some black people. They say that they're from the nation of Islam, and they believe this and this and this. I'll stand up in the middle of the Masjid and say, wallahi, that's kufar. I'm not going to say he's talking about me. We're talking about the people from this group of Nawatiba. If you're from those people who love Muawi and you hate Ali, we're going to say to you, ittaqillah. Fear Allah. Muawi radiallahu anhu. He is one of the companions of the Prophet, no doubt. And Muawiyah, not only is he a companion of the Prophet, but he is the Khal of the Muslims. He is our maternal uncle. His sister, Ummu Habiba, was married to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he is our uncle from our mother's side. He is the uncle of all of the believers. Show me a man who hates his father, I'll show you a man who hates his mother. Show me a man who hates his soul, I'll show you a man who hates his father. So this group of Nawatib, they're not well known, but we all can appreciate this concept. How can they hate Ali radiallahu anhu and the Ahlul Bayt? The Muslims, we love all of the children and the descendants of Ali. Zainul Abidin is an imam from our imam. All of them are the a'imma of Islam. And we love them. And just as we don't accept that from the Nawatib, that they would talk bad about Ali, we do not accept from any group to talk bad about Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. We do not accept from anyone that they would talk bad about Abu Bakr and Umar radiallahu anhumah. The Nawatib, or the opposite of the Nawatib, we say to the Nawatib, ittaqillah. And we say to the ones who are their counterparts, ittaqillah. Those men are the door to Al-Islam. Like it who likes and hate it who hates it. This is the deen of Al-Islam. So with that, Ikhwan, going back to the point, the nafs of Al-Islam, they have been lost, and they will continue to be lost one by one. Do not lose the knot of holding on to the religion of the companions. The Prophet stood before those people and he told them, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la tasubbu ashabi, fa walladhi nafsu muhammadin biyadihi, lo anna ahadakum anfaka mithla uhudin dahaba, ma balaga mudda ahdihim wala nasiba, wala nasiba. Do not curse any of my companions. Ali or Muawiyah or any of them. Do not curse any of my companions. I swear by the one whom my soul is in his hand. If one of you were to spend all of Mount Uhud in the size of gold, you would not complete for that half of what one of them did. You wouldn't complete half of a month of what one of them spent when they made the ultimate sacrifice of al-jihad and the ultimate sacrifice of making hijra fi sabilillah. Abu Bakr radiallahu and Umar radiallahu anhu, for your information, they are greater in the religion of Islam than anyone from Ahlul Bayt. Muhammad al-Hanafiyya, the son of Ali radiallahu anhu, by another woman, not Fatima. He came to his father Ali, who we support, and we're loving the Ahlul Bayt. He had another son, Muhammad al-Hanafiyya, Abu Qasim. He's from the Imam of Ahlul Sunnah. He came to his father and he said, Ya Ali, من أفضل الناس بعد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال علي بلسانه أبو بكر ثم قال ابنه ثم من قال علي عمر قال الابن ثم خشيت إذا سألته بعد ذلك يقول عثمان فقلت ثم أنت يا أبي قال ما أنا إلا رجل من رجال المسلمين. This hadith is inside Bukhari. The son of Ali came to his father and said, Ya Ali, who is the best of the companions after Rasulullah? Who's the best person? Ali ibn Abi Talib said, Abu Bakr. He's the best. The boy said, and then after Abu Bakr, who? He said, Umar. And And in the breaking, I was afraid if I asked my father, then who is going to say, Uthman? So I said myself. And then after Umar, you, Ali said, I'm just a man from the many men of the Muslims. And he asked his father, Ali radiallahu anhu, with his justice and his knowledge and his position of Islam, he would have said, and then Uthman, Abu Bakr and Umar are the greatest from this Ummah, better than Ahlul Bayt in the scale with Allah in the deen. So we don't go overboard in either case. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum wa nas'alullah ta'ala at-tawfiq was-sadaq.